This is Digging Deeper, Daf Yud. On Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara continues the stories with Antoninus and Rebbe. And I want to pick up on review the story 11 lines down from the top. Last word on the line. Havel yahi nakarta dahava ayla mibese lebeis Rebbe. There was a cave, an underground tunnel that went from Antoninus' home to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's home. Kol yom hava maisi tre avdi. Every day when he went to Rebbe's house, he would bring with him two servants would accompany him. Chad katle abava debe Rebbe. V'chad katle abava debe say, one he would kill as he went into Rebbe's house, and one he would kill on the way out. And the explanation as to why he killed them separately was so that they wouldn't gang up on him and he perhaps would not be victorious. He would struggle against two of them. So Tosos, before we don't need to finish the story for our purposes, Tosos is bothered and says, hold on a second. Tosos, second Tosos, Chad, says, V'im Tomer, V'halo shvichos damim hu misheva mitzvos. Murder is one of the seven Noahide laws. Vafila li Yisrael aser, it's prohibited for a Jew to kill, even someone who's not Jewish. How could Antoninus kill his servants? So Tosos gives two answers. The first answer he gives, we're not going to focus on, but I'll mention it anyways. The first answer was that V'yesh lomar, Shehayayare pen yodiyu hadavar el hasarim v'hayu gormim lahargo. He was concerned that their matter will become known. If he wouldn't do anything to these servants, they would inform on him to others, and as a result, they would cause Antoninus to be killed. V'amrinan im balaharga chahashkem lahargo, and this would be similar to a case of hababa machteres of pikuach nefesh. My life is in danger by my inaction. I am putting my life in danger, and therefore Antoninus was permitted to kill them. That's answer number one. Tosos gives a second answer. Od yesh lomar, shehayaborer haminim v'hamesoros. The people that Antoninus killed, the servants that Antoninus killed, were not of high caliber. They weren't quality men. Rather, they were heretics. Even though the concept of min by non-Jews doesn't necessarily apply, it does apply by the law of horada. Now, what exactly is the law? And therefore, says Tosfos, Antoninus was permitted to kill heretics based on the idea of horada. What is the idea of horada? So that takes us to the Gemara on Chavav Amar Aleph in Avodah Zarah. That's just the last one line and the last line of the page, where the Gemara says, when it comes to an Oved Kochavim, lo malin v'lo moridin. What that means is that when it comes to someone who is an idolater or doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos, that's the easiest way to go about it for our purposes. Someone who doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos, lo malin, you are not obligated to save them. Let's say they're in a pit. There's no obligation for you to save them and take them out of the pit if you don't want to. V'lo moridin, but at the same time, you're not permitted to throw them into the pit. Now again, this discussion is going to be a somewhat uncomfortable discussion because it certainly goes against our nature. And I think at the end, when we read the Chazon Ish's approach to how this plays out practically, it's something which makes us feel a little more comfortable and appreciative that our poskim have been able to progress and further a more sensitive understanding towards relationships between Jews and non-Jews. Clearly, during the times of the Gemara, and even later on with the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and Taz, relationships weren't so great. Tensions were high. Halacha played it one way. Now, in our times, things are certainly a little different. So it's an uncomfortable conversation, but nevertheless an important one to have. So Tosfos says that Antoninus was permitted to do what he did because there was a min. The idea being that even though when it comes to an obed kochavim, lo malin velo moridin, even though when it comes to someone who doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos, for example, you're not allowed to throw them into a pit, but someone who is a min, someone who is a heretic, which is not one of the choices listed in the Gemara, that is someone who is permitted, you are permitted to kill them. Moridin, you can kill them for their behavior. What emerges from Tosvos is that with regards to an Obed Kochavim, with regards to someone who doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos, it is usur to be more, it's usur to kill someone who doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos. That seems very clear, based on the Gemara in Chavav, and also based on our Gemara on Daf Yud, and also based on a Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. On Daf Dalet Amud Beis, if you recall, we had the story of an Ovid Kochavim, at least the way Tosos understands it. There was an Ovid Kochavim who was giving Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi a difficult time, and he wanted to get back at him, and what he wanted to do was he wanted to find the exact time to curse him, but then he fell asleep, and he wasn't able to execute his plan. And Tosos says he was going to curse him. What was going to happen? He was going to curse him and kill him? You can't kill him. Killing him is Moridin. We don't say the law of Moridin doesn't apply to someone who doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos. So Tosfos answers, no, he was cursing him to injure him, not to kill him. So again, being consistent, Tosfos shows us that there is a prohibition to be Morid, an Ovid Kochavim, or someone who doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos. However, the Beis Yosef doesn't understand that. The Beis Yosef, in Simen Kufnun Chesen Yerdea, he writes that according to Tosfos, it says as follows, Lav lememra she'asr lehoridam, Tosfos doesn't imply that there's a prohibition to be morid, there's a prohibition to kill, elahain, to kill someone who doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos, elahainu lomar she'enu mitzvah lehoridam. There isn't a mitzvah to do so. But if you want, you can kill an Ovid Kochavim. Fascinating halacha. If you want, you can. It's not usur. So says the Beis Yosef, and he wants to argue that the Rambam maintains that as well. The Taz in Simen Kufnun Ches vehemently argues with the approach of the Beis Yosef. And he says, first of all, that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos is clear that it's usur to be morid. And even the Rambam, if you read the Rambam properly, the Rambam seems to indicate that it's usur to be morid. You can't murder an Ovid Kochavim. You can't kill someone who's not observing the Sheva Mitzvos. And in fact, the Rambam does come up with a third category, which we'll get into perhaps in a little bit, which is this idea of sivuv, misavivim, so that you're able to create a situation where they can be killed, but that's not considered actual murder. You're creating a situation where they may end up being killed as a result. So for example, if someone was in a pit and there was a ladder there for them to get out, and you pull the ladder away, you're not actually murdering them, but you're causing them to be killed. If somebody is on the operating table and you choose not to do the operation, you're not actually murdering them, but you're causing them. It's a minia or a sivuv. You're causing the death, but it's not considered murder with your yadayim, with your hands. So that's a third category that the Rambam seems to talk about as well, which that might be permissible in some circumstances, but certainly not morid and certainly not killing. Now the Shach tries to defend the Beis Yosef in Kufnun Ches in Yerdeya, and the Shach says to the Taz, you're not understanding totally. Says the Shach, what the Beis Yosef means, that when he says that there's no iser, there's no prohibition from being morid, there's no prohibition from killing an Ovid Kochavim, That's only someone who doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Someone who does keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, they are those it's usher to kill. So it's usher to kill someone who keeps the Sheva Mitzvos, but someone who doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos, it's not usher, but you can if you want. Again, the Taz still would disagree. The Taz still would read Tosvos and the Rambam differently. So you have this Machlokas, Shach and Taz, and the Taz really arguing on the approach of the Beis Yosef. So getting back to Antoninus for a moment, Antoninus was in violation of the Sheva Mitzvos by killing. You're not allowed to kill. So Tosfos' second answer was that they were a min. When you're in the category of a min, the Rambam writes that it's clear, a min, there's a halacha of morid, you're allowed to murder them. But when they're not in a category of min, they're just someone who's not keeping the Sheva Mitzvos, there you have this machlokas between the Shach and the Taz, or the Shach and Beis Yosef against the Taz, whether a person would be permitted to be morid or not. I want to end off with the Chazon Ish, because when you finish this discussion, you feel very uncomfortable, as I mentioned before, that according to the Beis Yosef and according to the Shach, if someone doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos, you can kill them. It doesn't necessarily even sound like you need a Beis Din. You can, if you see it happening, you can maybe you warn them, maybe not, and then you just can execute them. Some sort of inappropriate behavior, which is unfathomable for a religious Jew, or for any Jew, for any human being for that matter. So the Chazon Ish, again, helps us with this discussion, makes us feel much better, and shows us how we're able to progress within the context of halacha. So I'll read you this Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is in Yoredeya, Simen Beis, and it's the 16th paragraph, I guess. It's or Sif Tes Zayin in his Simen Beis, where he writes as follows: V'nira de'ein din moridin ela bizman shahashgachaso yisbarach galuya kmo bizman shahayu nisim mitzuyin u'meshamish baskol. This halacha of ein moridin, whether you're allowed or not allowed to murder somebody, this halacha only applies during a time where God's glory is revealed to everybody, to the world, just like a time where you see revealed miracles and where people can hear the bas kol, you can hear the heavenly voice of God. V'tzadiki hador tachas hashgacha pratis haniris le'en kol. And everyone can see that the tzadikim, the righteous people of the world, have this certain unique relationship that everyone, that is apparent to all. V'akofrin us who be nilizos miyuchedes v'atayas hayetzer l'teves v'efkerus v'az haya biwa rishayim gidrash olam shakol yadu ki hadachas hador mevi puranios la'olam u'mevi dever v'chere v'ra ba'olam. At that time, when God's glory is revealed to all, and the bas kol is working, and the tzaddikim have the sashkacha pratis that everyone can see, then when you are still on the level of a kofar, and you're still going to reject everything, at that time, yes, moridin, it makes sense then to halachically permit this form of murder, of killing. Ava bizman ha'ela, shenichrosa ha'emuna, min dalas ha'am. But nowadays, the Zman Helam, when everything is hidden from us, Ein b'masa horada geder hapirza, ela hosafas hapirza, shiyya be'ineyem kemaisa shchasa. Said this action of horada, moridin, if we wanted to take on the halacha of moridin nowadays, That won't remove the embarrassment, remove the shame from this world. It will actually add on to the shame of this world. We're destroying the world, especially in everyone's eyes, in the world's eyes. Since our whole purpose is to fix the world, to heal the fractured world. Ein hadin noheg b'shash ein bo tikun. This law cannot take effect in a time where we can't heal the fractured world in that manner. Va'aleinu l'achziram ba'avosos ahava ulhamidam b'keren ora b'mashiyadenu magas. And instead of going and murdering, our responsibility, says the Chazon Ish, is to give them love, not hate, and shed light upon them and bring them back into the fold, or I'll help them to believe again. So after we have to study a very uncomfortable topic about Moridin and Ein Moridin, the Machlokas Shach and Beis Yosef against the Taz, based on the different Gemaras in Avodah Zarah and also some Gemaras in Sanhedrin, comes along the Chazon Ish and saves the day and says that nowadays our responsibility is certainly to bring light into the world. And that is the greater action that we can do for our part to save the world, and not by killing those who we feel don't deserve to live. May we continue our greatest efforts to spread light into the world and to spread the light of Torah and love in order to save so many people from darkness.